This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wa Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. Another dua from the Quran found in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter number 7. And that will be ayah number 47. Ayah number 47 in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about Ahlul A'raf, the people of Al-A'raf who will stay in the barrier between Jannah and Jahannam. May Allah protect us from the Rabbil Alameen. They say, قال الله عز وجل وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And when their eyes are turned towards the companions of the fire, they say, our Lord, do not place us with the wrongdoing people. So the dua in this ayah is, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Ya Allah, do not place among those wrongdoers. So let's take the context first before we get into the dua itself, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. The context is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala earlier spoke about Ahlul Jannah and Ahlul Nar and those in between. Allah Azza wa Jal speaks in the context of that dua about three categories. The people of Al-Jannah, the people of Jahannam, and those who are stuck in between. So the people of Al-Jannah, those who are, their hasanat, their good deeds and their merits will outweigh their bad deeds. I mean, no one is pure, so we're going to all come and carry with us good and bad. As long as your good deeds, alhamdulillah, outweighing your bad deeds, you're in good shape. So those people will be in Jannah. May Allah make us among them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Those who are bad deeds will outweigh their hasanat. Unfortunately, they're going to have to pay for it. If the reconciliation with the people wouldn't be enough to keep them afloat, meaning their hasanat will go below their sayyi'at, they will end up, a'udhu billah, suffering in Jahannam. Like in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَالْ أَتَدْرُونَ مَنَ الْمُفْلِسِ. Do you know who is the bankrupt one? قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الْمُفْلِسُ فِينَا مَنْ لَا دَرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا دِينَارٍ. The muflis amongst us is the one who doesn't really have money, doesn't have gold or silver. The Prophet said that bankruptcy is easy. ولكن the muflis, the true muflis, the true bankrupt, is the one who comes on the day of judgment will be أَعْمَالٍ كَجِبَالْ تِهَامًا, comes with good deeds the size of the mountains of Tihama, like mountain range. Of Tihama, of salatin wa siyamin wa sadaqah. They were making salah, fast, a lot of charity. However, it comes with liabilities. They've cursed this person, they hurt this person, they, you know, lied at this person, and so on. So, فَيَأْخُذُ هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِ. They start taking from their hasanat. When it's not sufficient, they take from their sayyi'at and dump on theirs. And that person, a'udhu billah, will be doomed, unfortunately. And then we have those who are stuck in between. Why are they stuck in between? Because their hasanat and sayyi'at cancel each other. They don't have enough good deeds to qualify them to go straight to Jannah. But they also don't have, you know, bad deeds big enough to get them straight to Jahannam. So they are in that barrier between Jannah and Jahannam. Imagine a bridge or some sort of like a station where these people are looking into the right side, they see the people of Al-Jannah. They look into the left side, they see the people of Jahannam. Nas'Allah al-Afiyah. That sight in itself is terrifying, Jama'ah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to us about this, قال وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. This is from ayah 42 in the Surah Al-A'raf. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually, the ayah before that, Allah speaks about the people of Jahannam. He goes, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطِ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُجْرِمِينَ. In this ayah number 40, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, indeed, those who deny our verses and are arrogant towards them, the gates of heaven will not be opened for them, nor will they enter paradise until a camel enters into the eye of a needle. Would that be possible, Jama'ah? No way. You can't put a camel in through a needle's hole, obviously. So it's basically like saying it's impossible. That's an Arabic expression, means it's impossible. قال لهم من جهنم مهاد ومن فوقهم غواش وكذلك نجزي الظالمين. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the world will be the wrongdoers, the criminals, and they will have from hell a bed and over them covering of fire, and thus do we recompense the wrongdoers. Then he came to talk about the believers. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ As for those, but those who believed and did righteous deeds, we charge no soul except within its capacity. Those are the companions of paradise. They will abide there in eternity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them. Speaks about the quality of their life. قال وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍ One of the most important qualities that we wish we have in this dunya. And we will have removed whatever is within their hearts of resentment. Like imagine you live your life carrying absolutely no hard feelings towards anybody. Nobody. Can you imagine the kind of peace of mind you have in this life? But if you worry about this individual, you're afraid of this individual, and you hate this individual, and you hold grudge against this individual, your life is not going to be an easy life. You're going to be living a life dictated by all these negative emotions. And you're not going to have an easy life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in addition to get all the carnal delights, He says their hearts would be at ease. In addition to the lovely reward of Jannah, the best reward here in this matter is to have a very content, beautiful feeling. So Allah says here, we removed from their hearts all those ill feelings they have towards anybody. Nothing. قال تجري من تحتهم الأنهار They have rivers flowing from underneath them. وقالوا الحمد لله They say الحمد لله. Praise be to Allah عز وجل. الذي هدانا لهذا Who guided us to this. وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله If it wasn't for him, we would never be guided to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق ونودوا أن تلكم الجنة ورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون And they will be told that the messengers have brought you the truth, the promised. These messengers promised you with the truth and that promise shall be fulfilled. What was that promise of Jama'ah? Jannah. And that will be told, this is the Jannah that you've been promised. You now inherit this Jannah بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ because of what you have done of your good deeds. And that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts talking about the debate that happens between all these three categories. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ The people of Jannah, they start calling to the people of Jahannam. إِنَّا قَالُوا قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدًا رَبُّنَا حَقَّ We have found what Allah promised to be true. He promised about paradise, we got it. فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ Have you received what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised you to be true? Like that punishment in Jahannam? Obviously, I mean, there is no denial now. What would they say? قَالُوا نَعَمْ Said yes. Yes. That punishment he promised, it came true. فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ أَلَّعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ A caller between them says, may those who they wrong themselves, may they be cursed. Cursed are the wrongdoers. That's the call. الَّذِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا Those who are trying everything in their power to evade people from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they like everything to be crooked. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ كَافِرُونَ Denying the hereafter. And then Allah says, وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَاب And between them there is a hijab, a barrier. And that barrier, عَلَى الْعَرَافِ And there that is like a partition. And there is an elevation on that partition. Those people can overlook into Jannah and overlook into Jahannam. So the people of Jahannam don't see the people of Jannah. And the people of Jannah don't see the people of Jahannam unless Allah allows them to. But the people of Al-A'raf, they are seeing both sides. Their fate was not decided yet. May Allah protect us from this fate, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Because if anyone was in that situation, what do you think his mind is going through right now? What are they hoping for, Jama'ah? Don't put me there, right? I don't want to be on the left side. I want to be on the right side. And that's when they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَلُوا بَيْنَهُمَ حِجَابٌ وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ وَنَادَوْا So they can recognize the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam. And they start calling the people of Jannah. And سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ They did not enter Jannah and they hope for it. I want you to look at that. There's a nice, beautiful party happening somewhere, right? You don't have a ticket. You don't have a ticket. But you know people who are going there. So you take your risk and you go and you stand by the door. And as the people who are invited are coming through, what are you doing? Hey, salam alaikum. Salam alaikum, salam alaikum. You want someone to do what? To recognize you. Because, oh, come, I'll get you in. This is exactly the same feeling Ahlul Araf are having with the people of Jannah, as Allah describing it over here.
They recognize the people of Jannah. So look, oh my God, I know this guy. Hey, salam alaikum, salam alaikum. لم يدخلها. They did not enter Jannah. They couldn't get in. وهم يطمعون. They would love. They are in hope they will be admitted and they'll be allowed to go with the people of Al Jannah. قال وإذا صرفت أبصارهم تلقاء أصحاب النار. But when their sights are turned to the other side, you know, when you look there, you're so excited, then you hear something, you just look back to see what's going on. You see something that's horrific. What do they say? قال ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين. Even though they know that they've wronged themselves, they said, ya Rab, not with these people. No, not with these people. I want to be with the prime time, with the prime location, with these people, the elite, with the VIP, but not with these miserable ones. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he instructed us to make that dua. And then they said, قالوا وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. This is the dua that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. And then the story continues a little bit further afterwards. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالًا يَعْرِفُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ قَالُوا مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. They also recognized some people from Jahannam. Just like you? Oh my God, look at you. You see, we told you, then all what you earned in this dunya didn't even help you. Whatever that you're so arrogant about of your wealth and health and fame and name, it didn't help you at all. Look at you, where you are right now. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, أَهَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمْتُمْ. This is other people that you told, you said they would never see any good from Allah Azza wa Jal. Look, Allah gave them Jannah. Look at you. You were miserable in Jahannam, and Allah blessed these people with Jannah. And that's when the people of Jahannam, when they know that they're doomed, what do they say? قالوا, now they're calling to the people of Jannah. وَنَادَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَنَفِيضُ عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مَا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Could you please spare us some water or something from Allah has blessed you with there? Can we get at least water from there? Something. But the people of Al-Jannah, what would they say to them? He said, no. إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Oh, Allah made it forbidden for them to receive any of those blessings. Like, you get what you deserve. So that is kind of like the warning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us in these ayat. And in the middle of all that, the one dua that these people are trying to acquire and achieve response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it is a simple dua. And what is that dua? رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. If Allah answered this call from you, then where would you be? With the people of Jannah. Because Allah said those people entered the Jahannam because of their wrongdoing. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the Ya Rabbil Alameen. So dua is very simple and short, but it's very, very profound when we understand the context of it, inshaAllah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. We'll repeat that together, bidnillahi, azza wa jal, inshaAllah. Rabbana, la taj'alna ma'al qawm al-zalimin. Rabbana, la taj'alna ma'al qawm al-zalimin. Rabbana, لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا. ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم اللهم إنا نعوذ بك وذريتنا من الشيطان الرجيم ربنا هب لنا من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إنك لا تخلف الميعاد ربنا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون اللهم أجرنا في مصيبتنا واخلف لنا خيرا منها ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا واجعل فينا من يتلو علينا آياتك ويعلمنا الكتاب والحكمة ويزكينا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم ربنا اجعل هذا البلد آمنا وارزقنا من الثمرات وأهله من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Subhanakallah wa hamdaka. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.